Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. As always, I am so glad that you're with me today, studying the Word of God together, just looking into the Bible to see what God has to say to us about Himself and His Son Jesus and His ways and the way that He wants us to live in this world. And so we always go to the Lord in prayer, so I invite you to pray along with me as we begin. Heavenly Father, what a joy it is again to come to another time where we just pull out of our lives and we study your word, knowing that you want to communicate with us, you want to have fellowship with us, you want to be intimate with us, and you do that so often through your word. We are grateful for this Gospel of John that we're learning so much about Jesus and what he did while he was ministering on the earth. And I ask today, Lord, that you would just guide us into all truth by your Holy Spirit, and you'd empower us to live by your Spirit as well, so that our lives will be pleasing to you. We're just so glad to be here today, Lord, and we're glad you're with us too. We bless you. We thank you for this time. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is Saved by Entering the Door, and it's taken from the book of John, chapter 10, verse 9. The Apostle John wrote, "This parable spoke Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spoke unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them." And in chapter 10, verse 9 of his book, John shared how Jesus said, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved." Where we read, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." The verse reads, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved." John began with the words, "I am the door," which means I, Jesus, exist as the entry or passageway. By me, or through me, Jesus, if any man enter in, which means whether any person, whether male or female, arises and makes entrance, he shall be saved. Or that person, whether male or female, will be kept safe and sound and rescued from danger or destruction. John shared how Jesus declared himself to be the entryway or passageway for all of mankind. And if any person enters through him, they will be rescued and kept safe and sound from danger and destruction. The verse continues, "and shall go in and out and find pasture." John added the words, "and shall go in and out," which means, "and will make entrance and exit and find pasture," or "and discover, acquire, claim, and procure growth, increase, and needful supplies." John shared how Jesus said the people who have entered in through him will enter and exit through him and discover provision for whatever they need. When we meditate upon John's words in this verse, we learn how Jesus is the passageway and entry point whereby a person obtains a personal relationship with God. When they humble themselves and come into the kingdom of God through Jesus, not only will they be protected from danger and destruction, but they will also enjoy the provision of the Savior. God desires to provide and protect people through his Son Jesus. And when they yield their lives to him as their personal Savior and Lord, they make entry into the protection and provision of Almighty God. Next time, John shares how Jesus says, "The thief comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life." So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.